bread.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. As always, we're here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, should you wish to join us here and take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything, but we always bring stuff to the table that we think you might find interesting. Starting out tonight with a story, Mark, that you had earmarked for some show prep a few days back, but like many things on Free Talk Live, we just didn't have time for it. And I think it might be an interesting discussion here for a Saturday night because, you know, people have opinions about children.
Oh, yes.
As far as raising kids.
I'm relatively certain it's the number one topic that people have opinions about.
Even if they don't have their own kids.
Oh, yeah. You could sure get a lot of opinions out of people who don't have children about children.
Right. So
children will give you opinions about children.
This story from Today.com by Anne Roderick Jones. She says, let's just get this out of the way. I've been married for 13-plus years and don't have kids. My husband and I don't want them, but there's a lot more to it than that. Before you judge us or say, there's still time to change your minds, there are a few things I want you to know about my child-free marriage. Number one, I never know how to answer your question. When people ask me why I don't have children, I never know how to answer that question without offending someone. I wind up saying things like, oh, you never know, or smile and shrug and say, we'll see, all just to appease people. She says, I really should say, quote, mind your own business, please. No matter what comes out of my mouth, there's always a reaction that feels like I'm upsetting someone. The thing is, we're happy, and we've not wanted for more in our life. Unfortunately, society feels differently, and while it's enough for us, it's not for some people. Now, I could go on to number two, but I'm just curious, why is that? If you're out there and you're hearing about the child-free marriage here, and obviously they're not the only ones like this, you know, younger couple, it looks like, there's a picture of them here, and you're finding yourself upset that they're not having children, what's the reason for that? Can you trace that feeling back to anything? Is there any rationale behind it?
Well, I'd say that personally, if I had to, you know, my thought process is that marriage is a contract basically instituted for raising children. You know, I mean, what is the purpose of marriage otherwise?
Now, that's not partnership.
Yeah, sure. Like, you could do that. That's fine. What holds it together, though?
Dedication. I mean, if you're having a baby to hold a relationship together, that seems like a bad idea.
What's that?
I said, if you're having a baby to hold a relationship together, that seems like a bad idea. There are women who do this, right? They will get themselves knocked up in order to keep the man.
I'm clear on that. So
that doesn't sound healthy.
My understanding is the relationships go in cycles. You know, there's sort of the falling in love period.
Okay.
There's the, period where you're working together to build something, and then there's the sort of last period where you've built something and you're too tired and old and fat to go anyplace else, so you might as well stay in the marriage. And That's just kind of how it goes. I see children as glue that holds a relationship together. Now, I'm not saying that you should have children as glue to hold a relationship together.
That sounds like doing the wrong thing in the wrong order.
I think your relationship should be strong first.
Right.
But I really do believe that marriages are contracts to raise kids, and if you're, you know, what, otherwise, why have them? Now, I'll go so far as to say, your marriage is none of my business.
Sure.
I'm not going to go around and say, so, you really need to have kids now.
Right. I mean, but that's what they're getting, right? Like, They get a response from people of this sort of turning up the nose at them because
they've been married 13 years. They're certainly showing that it can be done.
Right. I mean, I get what you're saying, that you believe that that a child could, solidify a marriage, that it could, you know, make it a more dedicated relationship because then you've got this project, this child that, you know, you're working on together. I get that. But I don't think that excludes other people who can be married successfully and not have kids. Like, why you would see, I've personally never seen marriage as a child-related contract, but I'm not interested in having children.
You're not really interested in getting married either, are you?
Not particularly, but I wouldn't necessarily, if the right lady came along, I wouldn't oppose some sort of, you know, commitment, whatever you want to call that. I mean, I'm not enamored at all by the idea of marriage or that particular tradition, but I have nothing against the idea of commitment, which is to me what a marriage has always been about. It's about a commitment to that other party.
But is it a lifetime commitment?
Well, I think typically marriage is considered to be a lifetime commitment, right?
Yep.
I mean, I don't see how you could
make a lifetime commitment, right?
Who could?
Well, how anyone can. Like, I don't see how
it's a pretty big deal.
A couple
can
say.
Well, that's why they're so celebrated, right? Because they're this big commitment. Now, obviously, they don't succeed at a very high level. But
marriages don't succeed at a very high level. A
lot of and in divorce.
Yeah, a lot of marriages end in divorce by people who get divorces. So what you'll find is that the half the married people in America get divorced over whatever the period is.
Is it half?
It's something like that. But there's people who get five divorces.
Yeah,
and they throw the numbers way off.
I gotcha.
So you know your marriage is likely to end in death as opposed to divorce, whereas
when you say you, are you talking about the listener?
The listener, right? Uh-huh. I mean, if you're going, this is your first marriage, it's likely to end in death as opposed to divorce, and you know those are the only two ways that marriages end. All I'm saying is that, you know, from sitting from here as a married guy with a kid, you know. I celebrating my relationship together. I don't do a lot of that. We don't do a lot of that. You know, we're working hard, trying to get by, trying to make a life, trying to take care of a kid. We're trying to do those things. But as far as, you know, we are this bonded, you know, unit or whatever, and we're just really great about that. Let's get a cake and do some exciting things surrounding that. You know, I don't do that. I don't really understand the notions of romance either. So
that seems to be a big part of marriage, at least for the female, it seems like.
Not mine, thank God.
Yeah. But wouldn't you acknowledge that, you know, a lot of women are raised with this?
I had no intention of getting married. Yeah. I didn't want to get married because women generally annoyed me. I found one that was good, and then I'm like, well, now what am I going to do?
You married her.
Right.
But wouldn't you acknowledge, though, that a lot of women, you know, your wife might be an exception to this rule. They grow up with the sort of like an obsession with having their day, right? The marriage is so important to them. They have to get their dress and their, you know, all the planning and the ceremony and everything. It's like
there's
a big deal.
There's certainly TV shows about that.
I think it programs people to some extent. The diamond business that is very, very prolific out there and helping promote that particular viewpoint as well. So marriage is a big business, right? So they have an interest. Just like
they didn't get much off of me. My cake was made of glazed donuts.
I would say you're very, I've never seen a wedding like yours. My uncle actually got married out in Myakka Park once, and that was a pretty low key, cool, you know.
We were in a church
wedding
and had 120 people and did it for less than a grand.
That's not bad. Yeah. What's a typical marriage cost? Like 10,
like
20,
five figures.
50? I don't know.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Toll-free number here tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're sharing with you the 11 things that this couple wishes that you knew about their child-free marriage. We're on number one here, and again, it's this attitude that they're receiving from people where they feel like they're always upsetting somebody no matter what they say when people ask them why they don't have children. And I'm wondering, you know, is anybody out there can explain what that feeling is. If you're somebody who feels upset that there's a married couple, they've been married for 13 years, they have no kids, and they don't plan on having kids, and you're feeling upset about that, whether you know these people or not, why do you feel that way? That's what I want to know. We're going to continue with the list here in moments. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Yeah, mostly I don't care what this goes on in these people's marriage or anybody else's marriage, and the fact that they would write an article about it, you know, seems vain and vain navel gazing to me. But I presume they do get a lot of comments on it.
Yeah.
I think that this is a comment for parents to have with their children, like, "Hey, are you going to have kids? Other than that, And I don't think you should push too hard because it's only going to go the wrong way. But other than that, you know, what difference does it make if somebody doesn't have kids?
So if you want to weigh
in. What if they can't have kids? Thanks for opening up that wound.
Yeah. So if you want to weigh in on how you feel about it, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. We're talking about child-free marriage. There's a piece over at today.com written by a lady who has been married for 13 years, and she doesn't have children, and she is addressing the 11 things that she wishes you knew about being married without children, and we'll get back into that list here, and we're going to take your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I'm not sure if they've got a bumper sticker over at libertystickers.com that says, none of your darn business, but that's the kind of thing they've got over at libertystickers.com. They've got thousands of stickers that have liberty-oriented messages that are, you know, witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic at times. Check them out. LibertyStickers.com. I like to just page through them because every one of them is a new little meme to check out. LibertyStickers.com.
Yeah, some are funny, for sure. So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. The first point, we got through point number one on the 11 things that I wish you knew about my child-free marriage, written by a Today.com contributor, is that she never knows how to answer the question of why she doesn't have children. Because she doesn't want to offend somebody. But apparently she feels like she frequently offends no matter what it is that she says to that question. So let's go to, I believe we've got Stacy in Kentucky. Stacy, you're on Free Talk Live. Where in Kentucky you calling from?
Bowling Green.
Oh, okay. You're listening to WKCT. Go ahead.
Okay. I guess I just know about calling 104.1. Been married for 22 years. We didn't have any children. We did eventually adopt two, but we didn't have any children whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And basically, I wasn't medically able to have children. So, and kind of put, I guess, maybe it's kind of weird and everything, but I'm to the point where, like, you know what, it's none of your business. But we mm-hmm. did adopt. And as far as, like, the weekend before I met my wife, I was in college, and I was like, you know what? I ain't never getting married. Next week, I met my wife.
So yeah. And before you guys had kids, what would you? You know, you're not medically able. That's got to be kind of, hey,
correct.
You know, thanks for jabbing me in the ribs, bro.
Yeah.
It was. I wasn't a big. I mean, I had. I didn't come from a very big family. I only had two siblings. My wife didn't have a very big family. I mean, she only had three. So, but it was, I had enough nieces and nephews to go around for everybody. So
sure.
I wasn't in a hurry to have children. And
yeah, nieces and nephews are better. You can play with them and then give them back.
Yeah, right. Hey, Stacy, thanks for calling in and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. David is calling us in Florida, yet listening to our station in Missouri, KINA. Hello, David.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm in Kansas, not Florida.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
Kansas. I do listen to KINA.
I apologize. KINA is in Abilene. I was confusing it with another station of ours. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Well, I'm married and I have one young child. And, you know, if someone's getting that kind of question all the time that they need to feel to write, they have a need to write that article,
mm-hmm.
the other people just need to, who cares if they have kids or not? I'm in insurance. And those people who are married and don't have kids, they're called dinks to me.
Dinks, yes.
Dual income, no kids.
Uh-huh.
They just need to embrace it. They obviously have. When you talk to people, just say, hey, look, I'm a dink. It doesn't matter. Why does it matter? Of course, as a libertarian, I don't care if people get married or not.
Right.
Right. You know, I mean, one
of those things.
Asking somebody about this question is just opening the door to a conversation I don't want to have. Mm-hmm. Right. I have a friend who's been married for quite a few years. I would say somewhere under 10, but not too far under 10, maybe 8 or 9.
Okay.
And he doesn't have any kids. And I kind of wonder to myself why he doesn't have any kids. But you know what? I don't want to have a conversation about his fertility. I don't want to have a conversation about his choice in lifestyle or how his relationship's going or anything like that. I want to have a conversation with him about jujitsu. Yeah. And that's all. And so, you know, I mean, I'm not going to satisfy that mild curiosity I have by even asking.
Not worth it.
No.
No, it's not worth it. Now, I mean, some of my good friends who have gotten married, I've asked them, I say, well, do you have plans to have kids? One of them said, nope. I go, hey, more power to you.
Yep.
Someone said, oh, eventually. Hey, great. You know?
Yeah, whatever floats your boat. Right, whatever floats your boat, whatever you're into. I'm totally with you on this, David. I just don't understand why people are so concerned with the lives of other people. I mean, aren't you busy enough?
Yeah.
You know, don't you have enough going on?
Exactly. Exactly. And the fact that the fact that another person has to write a column because she feels like being politically correct, that she doesn't want to offend somebody, it's her life.
Thank you, David.
Everyone needs to get over it.
Great call, man. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And that's one of our brand newest affiliates there in Abilene, Kansas, KINA, as we go to Roger. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Roger.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey,
first of all, it's odd because you're right. It's none of my business. But oddly enough, you've made it my business because you put it on the radio.
Well, that's true.
And,
you do want to know.
I want to know how you feel about it being told it's none of your business.
Well, you know what? It's none of your business how I feel about it, but how I think about it, I'll tell you.
Right.
And that is, first of all, I have to ask you a question. You know, is there, when you talk about marriage and a partnership, are you saying that there's sexual intercourse involved?
In a marriage?
I've heard that if you get married, then the sexual intercourse goes away. That's what I've heard.
I'm reasonably certain if you're not having sex, you're not married.
Okay. Well, then what happens naturally when sexual intercourse happens? I mean, after the afterglow is passed, what then actually naturally tends to happen?
You're saying kids are going to happen if sex is happening enough. Yeah, I get what you're
saying.
There's
a sperm and there's an egg, yep. And they tend to unify, or maybe not
with me. I've got a vasectomy.
Yeah, I've got a vasectomy too. But my wife used birth control prior to when we were ready.
Okay, so you have to take some sort of extraordinary man-made effort to prevent that from happening.
Yep.
Yes.
But without that. That what happens is that there's a child born.
Yes.
The child may be conceived.
Oh yeah.
Odds are high of that if you don't take any precautions. There's a good chance you're going to have a child conceived within a matter of months, I would guess.
Well, depending upon the biological and facts involved in particular individuals involved, I mean, there are some who really cannot, because of the man or because of the woman, mm-hmm. they cannot conceive, or our medical. Wisdom tells us that they can. Sometimes that doesn't prove to be true. But what I'm saying is that, you know, when you do something, and you perform a particular act, you have to know what that act is.
I'm not sure if you've gotten all your thoughts out here. Hang on, Roger. I want to get to the rest of what you have to say here in a moment. We're going to bring you back. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies, Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Although, a lot of people want to comment on the child-free marriage. One lady is in a child-free marriage, 13 years of happy marriage with her husband, and she wants you to know about what life is like as somebody in a child-free marriage, because it can be a little awkward, apparently, having conversations with people. And we're only through number one of the 11 different things, so I think this is going to be quite the interesting conversation. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. And also, I do want to let you know about Jax. It is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can get this at jax.io. Now, why do you need a wallet that you can download? Well, it's for Bitcoin and Ether and Dash and some of these other cryptocurrencies out there. Maybe you're brand new to crypto. Well, Dash is a great multi-crypto wallet, unless you're on iOS, in which case Apple is being really crappy and they're holding back development on Jax. So if the Apple one doesn't work right, it's Apple's fault. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. They've got it not just for your phone, but there's also laptop versions, desktop, so Windows, Linux, Mac. There's even browser plug-in versions for Firefox and Chrome. So you can have Jax in a variety of different ways, and it's free, of course. So go to Jax.io or the Google or Apple App Store, J-A-X-X.io. It's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life in coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. We got Roger on the line in Indianapolis. He was talking about, you know, it's just sort of the inevitability of what will happen if you're in a relationship with somebody. If you're married to somebody, you probably are having unprotected sex at that point in your relationship, and that would likely...
I don't know why.
No, I'm not talking about inevitability. I know married couples who are married and they don't have children. It's not inevitable. What I'm talking about is the nature of the act, whether you are performing an act that is good or that is evil. The nature of the act is not in your power to determine.
Okay, I'm confused. Slow down. I'm going to ask you to slow down right there.
Okay,
I'm confused about what you're saying. You're talking about sex. You're saying the nature of it is
good and evil at the same time?
Please explain how.
No, I'm saying that any act is not up to us to determine the nature of it or its purpose. And so we can't determine for ourselves what the nature of an act of sexual intercourse is. Its nature and its purpose is ordained, and it's not up to us to decide.
Who decides?
If I can't decide what the nature of an act that I commit is, then who is going to decide?
That's a good question. He who has created all acts and is all acts and has determined the purpose and the nature of all acts can be the only one who can do that.
We're not talking about Lord Xenu here, are we?
Well, that depends upon the answer that you give to the question, doesn't it?
It's very strange.
I don't have an answer to the question.
You're talking about whatever you know, God in which you believe. You're saying that the God that you believe in determines the nature of your sexual intercourse as to whether or not it's somehow a good thing or a bad thing?
Are you telling me that you determine the nature of the acts that you perform?
Yes. I would say sex with my wife is a good act.
Yeah.
Going down the street and raping some random person is a bad act.
Yeah, it's the intention in the act
because
that
you determine
matters.
It to be so. Because you determine it to be so?
No.
Or because that's the way it is.
Yeah, I'd say it's a moral moral code written inside the universe. I'd call it natural law.
But you know what you're doing is wrong if you're doing something wrong.
I agree. Natural law. But you don't determine what natural law is.
Do you think it applies to aliens?
Okay.
Neither do I.
Yeah. But we can observe that natural law, and we can know whether we are in harmony with that natural law or not. It's not like you're clueless when you're having sex.
Then we have to determine what the nature is.
All
right. What is the nature of the particular?
We're
going
to leave you to determine that on your own. Thank you for the call tonight, Roger. I think we've gone far enough with that conversation. Very strange. I don't even know if I can... I mean, I guess, you know, he has a certain religious belief system around sex, and that's what he's referring to there.
I have no clue what he believes.
Yeah, it seems to me...
I bet he's a blast at parties, though.
It would seem to me that you can, observe whether or not they're, you know, this sexual act is a positive one or a negative one. If you are engaged in some sort of sexual coercion, presumably you would know that at the time that that you're doing it and be aware of that. So it's not like the nature of that act is somehow a mystery to you. While
no, I think he gave that point, you know, conceded
Did
that
he?
Point.
Okay.
You know.
I wasn't clear on that.
I think he just wanted to talk about the natural law aspect of it.
Let's go to Elizabeth. She's in Indianapolis. By the way, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Go ahead, Elizabeth. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
My daughter, she's 24. She's married. And both her and her husband decided not to have children. And at first it took me aback, but I realize, one, it's their choice, and two, I would never want to push her or make her feel bad for not having children, because I'm not going to get grandchildren now. Mm. Because if she doesn't want children, she's not going to be a good mother.
Great
Pushing
point.
Your children into having children for you is a bad thing to do, and a lot of parents do that.
It's very selfish to do that.
It's a very selfish act to you know, so you can have grandchildren to make your kids or make them feel guilty for, you know, to have children.
Other people have grandchildren. And, you can go find their grandchildren and play with them. let me ask you this. Does your daughter take her dog around in, like, a baby carriage and walk it around town?
She didn't have a dog. She's got
Excellent.
A
You're
cat,
fine, then.
And she does not – no, she really doesn't have a highly motherly instinct, and quite frankly, if she had a child and not wanted, she wouldn't be a good mother. Yep. And I recognize that.
Yeah,
doesn't make her a bad person, but she does face the same things. People go, "Oh, you'll want to have children later. Don't worry about it.
Right, you'll grow up someday."
Well, the possibility to presume that that's not the case is I don't tell that to people, but I think that people's minds change. We are nothing but the chemicals that move around in our brains. To think that
disagree.
You've got the chemicals that move around in your brains, and when the chemicals that say I want to have kids start moving around in your brains, if they do, then you're going to want to have kids, and that's the end of that story.
I'm in my late 30s; those chemicals aren't happening.
Well, you also have a vasectomy, so it really doesn't matter. But if you find some young gal who wants to adopt at some point, you'll have kids.
Probably not.
Well, and I agree. There is the biological clock that happens that you want to have children, and I discussed it with her. I told her, I said, you know, don't do anything permanent, like have your tubes tied until, you know, you're in your 30s or so, just to make sure in case you do, change your mind. But they both have decided that even if they wanted children, they would adopt over actually having their own, because there are just other medical reasons not to have children for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only medical, reasons, what it could do to your body or whatever, but also there's just so many kids out there to adopt. Like, I think it's great that people who do adopt, because, they kind of get past this biological drive that they need to have their child on, the planet. But while there's all these other kids out there that are waiting for parents in orphanages and foster homes and things like that, why not pluck one of them out of a potentially terrible life?
Maybe they don't want to go through the expense, the time, and
going to hospitals and having a baby?
The government rundown, it was significantly less than it would be for adopting.
Is that right? To go to a damn hospital? I heard that's super expensive.
Well, if you go to a hospital,
you did the home birth. Right. So that's more affordable,
It is, certainly. But I can tell you that it was, I think, $40,000 for my friends
to adopt.
And they had to sponsor the lady who, I don't know, had a questionable situation with the law.
Wow.
They had to, put her up. She had her apartment, her food, and everything was taken care of for 9 months. And then, of course, all the hospital bills were taken care of.
Oh, so they adopted from birth is what you're saying. That's a little different than, adopting one of the kids that's already been born, right?
Sure.
Maybe it's expensive both ways. I've never looked into it.
You have to ask yourself if you want to deal with kids maybe who have a great deal of behavioral issues.
And let's go to thank you, Elizabeth, for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Yeah, I was talking about the ones that already exist, Mark.
Sure.
Plucking one of them out of a hellish life, perhaps. It is Free Talk Live Saturday show. You dial in and join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you appreciate what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is generally talking about the ideas of liberty every single night. In this case, we're talking about just lives and relationships. But if
leaving people alone to live their own life is part of that.
That's true. So if you want to help us out, help us do more with Free Talk Live, help us get on more radio stations around the country, then please join the AMP program. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we can invest into reaching out to new stations. We got over 170 radio affiliates right now from coast to coast in the United States, but we could have 300, 400. I mean, it's possible. We just have to be able to effectively market the show. So that's where some of that $5 a month goes to. We also do internet outreach to try to get new internet listeners on board as well. So if you want to learn more about the AMP program and the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, there's also a new badge for our Free Talk Live forum, which you can get. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin. So it's up to you how you want to get behind the show. But we appreciate it if you go to amp.freetalklive.com. ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about child-free marriage on a list of 11 things that one lady, Ann Rodrigue Jones from today.com, wishes you knew about her child-free marriage. We're going to get back into that. Your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Mark in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing today?
What's on your mind?
Hey, well, my wife and I have been married 36 years. The first 20 was childless. Mm. We had no children. Didn't prevent them. Didn't worry about them being here. We had the best time of our 20 years being married.
Huh.
We traveled. We did everything. The funny and ironic thing about it was, on my 40th birthday, I was supposed to get a Corvette, and it turned out that she gave me the pregnancy test showing that she was pregnant.
Ooh.
So my Corvette went out the window. I should have called her a vet, but I didn't.
The vet was cheaper, by the way.
People, yeah, that's probably true. The funny thing was, you know, people did ask. At first, you know, we're just having a good time together. We're traveling. Mm-hmm. A little rug rat would be something that would, stifle the going out to wherever we wanted to go.
Absolutely.
We always called ourselves the island, because we just cared about being together. But now with the child, what a whole difference of livelihood. When everything, instead of being for us, is for her.
Mm.
So it's an interesting, and I wouldn't trade it for, I know, both experiences, I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
I see.
But it was great being the great uncle and the great aunt, but being dad is even much better, so. But I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
I think you've got a perspective that most people
neat,
don't.
But, and I do tell people, I said, for the first 20 years, we kept the lights off, and for the next 15, we put the lights on, and I was just in the right area at the right time now. So it was...
that was a sex joke, Mark.
I'm so confused.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. The other Mark. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, wow, one of the few times I get a joke that you don't. I feel very accomplished here. Anyway,
I really don't know what that means.
So he was, without getting into it, the lights were off and he was missing was the idea for the first 20 years.
Oh, I get it now. Explaining it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyway, you're right. He does have an interesting perspective of having not had kids for 20 years, then having them and seeing how his life changed. Whereas a lot of people seem like they rush into having kids. Maybe it's an accident, certainly in a lot of cases, but it seems to be one of the first things that a lot of people do after or even before getting married.
Well, I don't have any judgments one way or the other. If that's what they want to do, then by God, that's what they should do.
Some people might want to have their kid first and then run around the world after 20 years of that.
Yeah, and a lot of people do. Yeah. They retire and it's like, goodbye, have fun, mm-hmm. and they're out of there, and they're going to Florida playing golf, they're hitting the cruise lines, they're doing all kinds of wonderful things. If you want to do that all the time, then maybe kids are going to get in your way. I can see it. So, I mean, my cousin basically got married and started having kids right after high school.
It seemed like that's the hardest time to do it because you don't have a real base of earning potential, you know?
She picked a guy that was going to make some money. He was in construction, so he was doing fine. This was, you know, they've got to be in their 40s now.
Yeah.
And so it was...
But for a lot of people, though, at that age, you know, it's...
You're not going to fall into these things. If you're going to, you got to plan, you know, whatever you do.
A lot of people fall into having kids.
Well, yeah, indeed they do.
I don't know what percentage it is, but it seems like a lot of people have kids on accident.
It seems like you should be doing it on purpose.
I would agree. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Ferris is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello, Ferris. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hello.
Good day, fellas.
Hey.
Childless marriages brought up my concerns about those childless couples who serve on the boards of education of our school districts and at all levels of education, starting in kindergarten. And these are what are called lavender marriages. In other words, you have a man who is a homosexual and a woman who is a lesbian. Neither is interested in each other sexually. But they appear to be, a lavender marriage is a combination of pink and blue, obviously.
Can you explain to me why a homosexual man and a, what did you say, kind of woman? What, heterosexual woman?
It doesn't really matter.
A lesbian woman.
A lesbian. Why would a homosexual man and a lesbian woman get married?
They would be interested in being on boards of education. This has been going on for 30 years
under
the leadership of a communist by the name of Henry Hay. And what they do is voice their agenda. Obviously, you haven't read Queering Elementary Education. Now, Queering Elementary Education.
I have not read Queering Elementary Education. You're right.
Well, not only read it, study it. Okay. And you'll find out.
Why? I would never send my kid to a government school.
Yeah. That's almost like child abuse.
But I'm talking to your listeners. Don't be so selfish. I'm talking to your listeners.
Selfish is demanding money from other people to pay for your kids' education.
The personal experience of the host are of no interest to me. I'm interested in your listeners, as you should be. And they send their kids to the GPS, that is the government public schools.
I'm interested in telling them to stop.
Yeah, they should get their kids out of those places. I mean, if you want your kids to get brainwashed.
The reason is found in the book Queering Elementary Education.
The reason what?
It is written by Bill Ayers.
That they would
Queering
want to get them
Elementary
out.
Ed, what?
The reason that they
so
would want to get
So what they them do
out.
Is go down to the Board of Education, and they bring in the curriculum and the reading books and the practices and the teachers and the administrators to do just that, to queer the kids starting in kindergarten.
To Can queer we the kids. Now, when you say yeah. that, what are you talking about?
Here, it's very simple. There's an acronym, LGBTQQ.
Yeah.
We often hear about LGBT, sometimes Q, but we don't get the second Q, which is questioning. And that's how they take the boys starting a kindergarten and tell them to question whether they're really boys or not. And you see, it asks them to go to their feminine side and develop them into effeminate boys and then into transsexuals.
Now, is this something that is like a... I mean, that's an interesting claim. I don't doubt that that has happened in some places.
Well, I doubt very seriously people are reading a book and saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dedicate my life. I'm going to get married to find myself a homosexual woman and get married, and then we're going to get on the boards
of
education.
Board of education.
And we're going to teach a bunch of little boys with whom I will never have sex how to be queer like me. That sounds...
That's a lot of...
Being in an activist movement myself, you can go ahead and check out the New Hampshire Freedom Migration.
Right.
That's going on. Being in an activist movement myself, I can see how difficult it is to get people to run for office of any sort.
Absolutely.
To be involved in, you know, putting together a dinner.
Let alone have all the predicates of you have to meet a lesbian as a homosexual, get married, then run. I mean, the odds that these things will actually play out the way that, you know, our caller is suggesting that they would are very, very slim. Now, that's not to say that what he's claiming hasn't actually occurred. And thank you, Ferris, for the call. I mean,
because everything that could possibly happen has.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, like, how widespread is that?
Not very.
We don't know, right? Like, because we're not in every kindergarten class everywhere where they might be trying to get these boys to question their sexuality.
You know, is Johnny, you know, my two dads and that kind of thing going on. And
But that's different. Explaining what, you know, homosexuality is very different than asking a room full of elementary schoolers to question their gender, right? That's a pretty big accusation.
I understand. And all I'm saying is that government school...
That's the problem.
You don't have control over it.
Yeah, that's true.
You're never going to have control over it.
You can fight, but yeah, you'll never...
Get as mad as you want to get about government school... And you're never going to have control over
it. What you have control
because
over.
Because it is part of a plank of the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, I mean, I think our caller would agree with that. But,
he would.
But, you know, it's
he
it's
just
up
sounds
to you.
Like he's extra worried about them queers running all over
he
the place.
He does sound
doing
that
stuff.
Way. Yeah. So, you know, you have control over your own family, which means you should get your kids out of these government schools for whatever reason. There's a lot of objectionable things that happen there. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We are just barely begun this story about the child-free marriage. It is a couple that have been married for 13-plus years, and they don't have kids, and she, the lady in the couple, Anne Roderick Jones from Today.com, wants you to know why. Wants you to know stuff about her child-free marriage, because I guess it can be pretty awkward talking to people about this. Her number one point is that when she gets asked the question of why she doesn't have children, it seems like if she doesn't just like dodge the question with an answer like, oh, you never know or we'll see, that anything else will offend the person who is asking the question. That's point one. We basically spent the first hour talking to people about child-free marriages and things like that.
It's difficult to answer a question like that without, to some extent, being offensive because it's an offensive question.
Yeah, well, it's none of their business.
It ultimately isn't. I mean, now, you could be in a part of a relationship, in a relationship with somebody where you feel like, we've reached the level in this relationship where I can ask this.
Mm-hmm. Sure. If you're close friends or whatever, yeah. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up anything. So we'll continue that list when we get a chance. But this is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. So let's go to Michael. He's been waiting patiently in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Thank you so much, Ian and Mark.
You're welcome.
I'm thinking about Roger and what he had to say. He sounded like an evangelical Christian.
You're talking about a caller from last hour who seemed to be beating around the bush about that. Yeah, I tend to agree with your assessment there.
Was this the one with the lavender marriage, or this was the one who...
No, this was the guy who was like, you don't know the nature of
the natural law guy.
Of your sexual act.
Right. I think he's arguing from the point of view that the system is here, it was created by a great creator, and he's the one that determines the purpose of all these systems, including the system of having children. So here's my point to Roger. It seems to me that evangelical Baptists in particular believe that they are here to procreate, to bring children in the world, so that they won't vote for qualified Baptists with long-term experience in government, like a Scott Walker or a Mike Huckabee.
Hold on. Did you just say that Baptists want to bring children into the world so they won't vote for Baptists?
Yeah, they won't. They won't vote for other Baptists. They will vote for somebody who's not following their traditional family values, but is on his third marriage. And his third marriage is to the daughter of a KGB colonel from Slovenia. And,
are you describing Donald Trump? I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing here.
Yeah, absolutely. Melania is the daughter of a KGB colonel.
No kidding.
Now,
Let me ask you this.
No, I'm not kidding.
Before we go any further, let me ask you this, because you do realize the election in 2016 was the choice between a giant douche and a crap sandwich, right?
Which one was which?
It doesn't matter. I get that maybe you might be talking about the primaries when, you know, there was a large array of little finger-sized crap sandwiches to be had. But, I mean, ultimately, wasn't it just bad choices that resulted in Donald Trump being president?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Pat Robertson, whom we saw cuddling up to the president this past week, Pat Robertson was part of the conspiracy to keep the highest-ranking military officer since Dwight D. Eisenhower from occupying the White House as Governor Bob McDonnell. Robertson helped bring down McDonald.
Who?
And Robertson was supposedly protector.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm going to presume that you're either so far well informed that I don't know what you're talking about, or you're bananas. I have
no.
Michael's called before. He always seems like he's well informed.
I know. That's
who's Bob McDonald?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, who is Bob McDonald, and what time frame are we talking about with this Bob McDonald? Was this
He has two former positions. His most recent position was the governor of Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But prior to that, he was the attorney general of Virginia.
So he sounds like a terrible person.
And while he was attorney general, the KGB decided this man, the highest ranking military officer since Dwight Eisenhower, must not be allowed to occupy the White House, which he seems destined to occupy.
But wait a minute. What time frame are we talking about? Is this 2016?
I'm saying that they were planning way ahead. Bob McDonnell has been out of the governorship for almost 4 years.
Okay, so you're talking about now. You're talking about what happened in the last year. Are you claiming that this McDonald guy tried to run but was somehow dissuaded? Because I don't remember hearing his name. I mean, was he one of the candidates at some point in the primary?
Here is what happened. Bob McDonald was guaranteed that he would have the conservative, Christian, evangelical, and Catholic vote. It was guaranteed. Sean Hannity was behind him, Rush Limbaugh, the whole gamut. They were going to make Bob McDonald the next president of the United States. Laura Ingraham.
You know, talk show hosts don't really have as much influence as you might want to give them credit for, but what happened? Why didn't he end up running, or did he? And I just don't remember the name.
They produced scandal. Here's what they did. They got an investor to try to frame Bob McDonnell as a person taking bribes. That was how they took him down.
It probably wasn't that hard. Did he take a bribe? I mean, he's a politician, right?
No. No, he didn't. That finally got thrown out of court. The Supreme Court.
So you're saying they framed him because they believed that he would have run away with the election. I don't know. It's an interesting conspiracy theory. Thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Mark, you're a Republican. You're like a registered Republican. Have you ever heard of this guy?
I'm an office-holding Republican. No, I don't pay that much attention either. I've got to pick from the people that are out there to pick from, and, like anybody else, I picked.
I mean, I guess what he's saying is none of the other people that were running in the Republican side of things had the chops that this guy had, and so therefore, he would have been the only one who could have stood up to Donald Trump. But it's easy to look back. Hindsight's always 20/20 when it comes to, life
Maybe
and elections.
Maybe you shouldn't have married Anthony Weiner, Huma. that's what threw the election off. Hillary Clinton likely would have won the election if it hadn't been for the Anthony Weiner investigation.
Where you think
Well, they found her emails on his computer, so they reopened the investigation, and, there you go again.
Yeah, there was other stuff like the Russians and the
You can assign it to
DNC
anything you
hack.
Want, but that seems to me to be sort of the...
She was also, a liar and manipulating the debates. And
no
things
doubt.
Like that. I mean, so there's all kinds
the
of reasons
Democrats
why she
screwed
lost.
Themselves by yeah. choosing to take this woman who'd basically yeah. set them up from the get go over the guy who had tremendous grassroots.
I wouldn't. You can't. I don't think you can really say it was one thing or another. It was a
you can
cavalcade
if it's the last thing, though. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
I see.
It was the last thing, not.
No. Plus, she's just Hillary. I mean, ugh.
Right. Nobody liked her.
Right.
But nobody liked Trump either.
That's true. But he was different.
How many times have you been in a room different. With guys, males, because males are what made the difference in this election. Males of all ethnicity, by the way.
Uh-huh.
How many times have you been in the room with the guys who are like, yeah, you know, I didn't want to vote
Grab
for him.
By the, oh, okay.
No. I didn't want to vote for him, but I sure wasn't going to vote for her. So, I mean, I've had that conversation. I can't tell you how many times.
Yeah. Anyway, but what I was saying is, you know, looking back, it's easy to assess what happened looking back. But going into an election, you never know which of these characters is going to win. I mean, so for all of Michael's assuredness of that that this Bob McDonald or whoever he was going to lock it down if he got in. There's nothing that's ever for sure about these primaries. Nobody knows who's going to win those things going into it. The polls change all over the place. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about child-free marriages. We're going to get back into that story coming up here in moments. But you can also take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Maybe you've heard about Bitcoin and you're interested in learning more. Now's a good time because, well, the price is down. Now, the big question, of course, is what's going to happen over the next 2 weeks, because there's kind of a big day. August 1st is coming up where this Bitcoin civil war that's been going on is going to, I guess, reach its crescendo for the moment. And I've written up a lengthy piece over at freekeen.com about that. So if you're new to Bitcoin and you want to know what's on the horizon, you should check that article out. And I actually just submitted it to the folks over at Bitcoin.com because they've got a great news site over there at Bitcoin.com. So you can find out what's happening with the world of Bitcoin, which is a very deep and interesting world. Or you can just have fun, play games with your Bitcoin. You can interact with others on the Bitcoin.com forum. And again, if you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, it's a great place to go and get started. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. So head on over to Bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, you can bring up whatever you want. Carlos is in Indiana listening to WIBC FM. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's on your mind tonight?
Everything is dealing with politics, so I'm a conservative by nature, but more of an independent when I look at my thinking, when I look at candidates. But a gentleman called in earlier about Bob McDonald, and I'm from Virginia originally. I'm just up here for a state closeout because family members passed away. And when I see what he's talking about, and I don't know about all the background noise he's talking about with the KGD all there, because I haven't seen it in the news and can't be proven.
Okay, you're talking about our last caller who was claiming that Donald Trump's wife was the daughter of a KGB agent?
Right. So I can't prove any of that, but I do know that Bob McDonnell, he was set up, almost groomed to be the next president. And then him and his wife got in trouble because a guy claimed that he lined their pockets, and he actually went to jail for a minute waiting on his appeal. And
wait, who went to jail? The guy that claimed that he lined
up?
McDonald did.
Bob McDonald and his wife both went to jail.
Wow.
Temporary until the appeal went through. So once that happened, any limelight he had built disappeared.
That'll end it, yep.
So, yeah, it's not good for a politician to be in jail.
Right. So I don't know if there's any conspiracy behind it other than the fact they got caught in the wrong place in the wrong time. But his wife was guilty of some improprieties in there, but he got to let off light, and then he got released on appeal. So based on that, anybody that looking from the outside, regardless who was involved with it, common sense should have taken place. You know, common sense, you say, hey, I'm in the limelight. My husband got a good history coming up before him as a candidate for presidency. I, as a wife, instead of being greedy, just keep my hands in my pocket and leave it alone.
Yeah, but that would require sense.
In trouble as well.
You know, that would require foresight and sense, you know, which you know, these politicians – it's hard for them to turn down a bribe. I mean,
yeah, I tend to think that they get away with these sorts of things far
all
more
the time.
Often than they get caught.
Yeah.
And that's why they do it.
It's just another bribe, right? Like, I've taken 100 of these.
If you look around, there's somebody getting caught, like the guy down in Louisiana, Jefferson. You know, he got caught with money in his deep freezer. So it's always somebody getting caught.
Oh, yeah. And it makes you wonder how deep it is. It makes you wonder, like, you know, these politicians get caught in either bribery scandals or sex scandals or, you know, whatever.
Right.
And you have to ask yourself, these are just the tips of the icebergs, right? Like, there's a whole deep world of corruption out there that you're just seeing a little piece of when these guys happen to cross the wrong person and end up getting caught. Carlos, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Yeah, but just one last thought, and then I'll get off the air. One person I saw that had an opportunity, he just didn't have enough backbone to really fight back because he tried to do a clean campaign. But he was my favorite candidate because of his root was Mark Rubio. But Mark Rubio just didn't have the stamina to deal with the onslaught of accusations, whether they're true or not. He just stood
He's
back
young
and
enough,
took
though,
it and
so he may be back.
He may be back, but he got to come back with a little bit of hardness about him.
Yeah.
He come Carlos, back soft like he did this time, he'd be gone.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Skype, where you can get on if you call us at username lrn.fm. Do send a request first. We'll approve it. Anyway, Stefan is on the line in Ohio on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
I'd like to discuss a documentary I actually watched this morning. Have you guys ever heard of a documentary called Cowspiracy by any chance?
No, but it sounds pretty entertaining.
Basically, it discusses how animal agriculture and animal farmers, they say that they are most responsible for greenhouse gas emissions. They waste a lot of water. They pollute a lot of waterways, and they say that it apparently overtakes, you know, vehicles in terms of carbon emissions. I'd like to see a farmer watch this movie.
So this is a movie that is anti the cattle industry?
Pretty much. It's basically one big vegan promotion, from what I understand.
Never mind. It doesn't sound that interesting anymore. Cowspiracy is a cool-sounding name, though.
A very cool-sounding name. But
I just watched a TED thing, one of these TED things, one of the legitimate ones, not a TEDx one. And
is it different, TEDx?
Yes.
What's the difference?
TEDx is just licensing the name. TED is, you know, the legit.
So there's a real TED, and then there's the imposter
stuff.
TEDs,
yeah,
but they're licensed.
If they're sitting around the stage in a pair of flip-flops playing a didgeridoo, it's TEDx.
Okay.
Okay? So I was watching one of the TEDs, and they had this guy who'd been, you know, working on bioculture and stuff for decades. And he came to the conclusion after a very long time that essentially you needed livestock to trample down vegetation in order to not have desertification. So desertification is when the plants go away and you got nothing but sand and you can't grow there. This is happening all over the globe. And the reason it's happening all over the globe is because people are not you know, putting livestock out on.
So you need to trample the plants to make sure they don't die?
So that you have something the next year. So there's a cycle that goes in here. And when you take the animals out of the cycle, then you have, then you're destroying the planet. Whereas what the vegan types want you to believe is that we don't need to eat animals in order to keep going. But the fact is if we kept that up, the whole planet would be a desert relatively quickly.
Why? Why is that?
Because you need the animals to trample. Look, watch the TED thing. Desertification, all right? Do you expect me to be able to tell you what I watched a month ago?
Anyway, Stephanie,
TED,
go ahead.
TED, desertification. Look it up.
Well, some would say you don't need to eat the animals to have them trample.
What are you going to do, truck them all over the world to trample down crops?
Well, some would say just let them live peacefully.
Yeah, but I'm hungry.
Those people have never lived next to a forest where deer keep on encroaching and tearing up their apple trees.
Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
Pigs don't live peacefully.
You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
This is Riley Blake, producer of the Free Talk Live Daily Digest. In addition to the Digest, I host my own weekly podcast called Anarcho Agenda, providing you liberty-oriented content without all the statism. Subscribe to Anarcho Agenda on iTunes, Google Play, or visit anarchoagenda.libsyn.com. That's anarchoagenda.libsyn.com for further details.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here on this live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have a YouTube channel, and this week we did something a little bit different with that YouTube channel. I sent out an email about this. If you're on our email list, you got that. If you're not on the email list, then you should be. You go to freetalklive.com, and right there on the front page, you'll see the little email sign-up box. You drop your email address in there, and we'll send you an email once a week to kind of keep you up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live. So the thing that I sent out in the email this week, besides the link to that Bitcoin story I was telling you about, is our 360-degree video that I think, you know, not only was it the first time for us doing a 360-degree video. We did an after show on Monday night earlier this week. It was about an hour, actually. We had only intended to do a half hour, but it went for an hour. It was me, you, and Melanie, Mark, and so it was fun. It was fun doing this. A lot of people are so new to 360 that this was probably the first time they ever watched a 360 because it's kind of an uncommon gimmick, basically, at this point in the world of video streaming.
It might be the first one done by a commercial, national-level commercial radio program yet.
Good question. That might be worth looking into. I don't know how we would check that, but no. That's an interesting claim.
There's probably not an award given out for that.
It's probably, if not the first, one of the first. And it's because it's a nascent technology or a nation technology. It's brand new. It's still, you know, kind of buggy. It crashed 10 minutes into the broadcast. We had to restart and I think
start
all of
over.
It, I think that 10 minutes is included in the video. I'm actually not sure. I didn't go back to watch it. Anyway, if you've never used one of these 360 videos before, you can go and check out our YouTube channel. It's youtube.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the Free Talk Live YouTube. And if you look at our videos, you can see earlier this week, there's one from Monday with the after show in it. And so if you've never used this before, there's three different ways you can do it. You can use your smartphone, and if you have a smartphone, you can you touch the screen while you're playing the video back on the YouTube app, and you can move around. So you touch and you sort of drag the camera around, because you can move in 300 more. I would say even more than 360 degrees, because you can go up and down too. So I don't know how many degrees that is, but it seems like it's like right 360 is on a flat plane. So
360 by 360.
Yeah. Anyway, it's you know, you can watch at the ceiling if you want. You can watch the pens in our pen container here, or you can decide which host you want to look at, which is kind of the cool thing about the 360. You decide what you look at.
You're going to get dizzy trying to watch each host as they talk, though, right?
That's true. If you're trying to switch back and forth, yeah, that's definitely true. So it doesn't have the, you know, the directed feel of our normal cam feed. It's just this 360 cam where you get to decide that. So I think it's kind of a cool gimmick. You can also use your VR goggles. So if you've got Google Cardboard, for instance, then you can actually look physically, you know, with your head and you know, move the camera angle in that way. And then if you're just on a laptop or a desktop, you just click and you drag in the YouTube player window, and then you can move around. Because some people were watching and they're like, I don't see anything. Or they were looking at the computer screen or something like that.
Happened to me at first.
Yeah, they didn't know how to move it around. Because again, it's a new experience for a lot of people. So if you've never tried one of those 360 videos, you can go and watch us talking about, we talked a lot about drinking and like Melanie in college, drinking in law school, and that kind of thing. Uncensored, by the way, because it was also not only was our first 360-degree video, it was also our first time doing anything exclusive on YouTube. So we've done after shows before, uncensored for podcast only after shows. They don't show up anywhere else. They're not on the radio. So we can say whatever we want in that case, but it's always
there
just
tends
been,
to be a little bit of glee from the amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com if we use dirty words because they don't ever
they like
get
that. Yeah, yeah, that is fun. And so it was the first after show we did exclusive to YouTube. So there's not an audio only version of this. You'd have to go and pull up the YouTube video for that. So check that out at youtube.freetalklive.com. Again, it's from Monday earlier this week, if you missed it. Anyway, let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then if we get the chance, we'll pick up the list of the 11 things that a lady who's in a child-free marriage wishes you knew about that marriage. But first, let's go to Toby, listening in Virginia in Lynchburg to WLNI-FM. Hello, Toby.
Hello.
Hey.
The reason why I'm calling is, I don't know if you all remember, but when the health care bill was passed, there was a lot of controversy over these ICD codes that were developed by the World Health Organization, and which is an arm of the United Nations. So basically, the health care bill brought us under international law, basically. Okay. And if you look at ICD 9978, and that's legal execution by guillotine in a healthcare bill.
What?
You know what was saying? The number?
Yeah, what's the number?
9E9.
It's ICD 9E978.
9E is in Eric?
Yeah.
And is it IT is in Tom or IG is in Gary?
ICD, Indio, I don't know.
Charlie Bravo.
Charlie Delta.
Wow, I was really off. Okay, I'm glad you gave us the...
good, because ICB doesn't come up with anything.
Yeah, okay. So execution by guillotine. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, it was in the health care bill, and there was a lot of controversy. There was... it was about... They were developed by the World Health Organization, which is an arm of the United Nations. And I'm just curious, you know, if they're going to pass this GOP healthcare bill, I'm just curious if these ICD codes are going to be in there, because if they are, then we're basically still under international law. You know, the sovereignty of the United States is pretty much gone.
Well, there's a couple of issues here. Number one, the sovereignty of the United States, I mean, they've given up a lot of that to the UN in the past. The healthcare bill wasn't the first iteration of that. So, I mean, by no means was that, you know, the first time there. And secondly, I mean, obviously we haven't looked into these claims, but they sound like one of those. It sounds like one of those things that you'd get passed around in a forwarded email. So I'm just going to say I'm skeptical right now without having actually even looked at it. I mean, I realize there's a lot of stuff in these bills, and you know the old saying, what was it? Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass it to know what's in it. So, I mean, no doubt there's probably some weird stuff in there. But I mean, that sounds pretty outrageous. I don't know if anybody.
It's not going to implement beheadings. It would just be a way to statistically talk about how many beheadings occurred in the United States.
Are you looking at something that's telling you this?
Yeah. Mark? So I'm looking at PolitiFact, who I don't necessarily trust on everything, giving it a pants on fire. But you know, they do acknowledge that it in fact is a code, but it is a code that is intended to sort of count how many beheadings occur, not for insurance billing. That would be
it says here a doctor can't bill an insurer for a beheading.
I think a lot of it was preservation of organs, you know, like if they're going to execute someone, they can still use the organs.
Aren't you going to get beheaded, Mark? Didn't you sign
beheaded.
Up? You
yeah,
signed
I've,
up.
I've
for...
signed up for beheading.
What does that mean? Can you explain?
Yeah. So I'm going. I've signed up with a place called Alcor.org, and if you sign up there too and use my name, you'll get a discount, and so will I. At Alcor.org,
will they keep our heads in the same locker?
They take my head and they put it in a soup can, pot, and freeze it with liquid nitrogen until the scientists get really extra smart in like a
soup
century.
Pot, like double boiling trouble.
It's like an 8-quart soup pretties. Pot that they took the handles off of. Yeah, but it's stainless steel.
I've heard in China they're going to be trying the first head head transplant sometime next year.
Yeah, I don't want to be the first one.
Wow. Hey, Toby, so I think that, you know, whether or not beheadings come back, I think that you do bring up the question of sovereignty. And of course, I don't believe that states or governments or nations should have sovereignty, or I don't even believe in those concepts, but a lot of people do. And I definitely agree that if we're going to have sovereignty, it should be devolved to as small of a level as possible, meaning the individual should be sovereign. If you're going to have state sovereignty, I think that's better than having national, you know, a national government. But Toby, thanks for the call and thanks for bringing that up. Interesting claim. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Next point here on PolitiFact is the beheading coding category predates Obama. It's been a standard in the U.S. since at least 1979. So not a new thing either. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Talk Live. You dial in toll-free if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, and that's a toll-free number, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we've got a website. It's great. It's freetalklive.com. You can actually go there and submit content right to the front page of the site. It's a Reddit-based site, which means that it's free, so you can submit the content, and then you can vote up or down on other people's suggestions. Maybe we'll use it on the air, maybe we won't. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in. It is a call-in talk show. But this is one place that we go to check and see, you know, what do our listeners think is important? What sort of news stories or YouTube videos or whatever, fun stuff, whatever it is you think our listeners will appreciate that we'll enjoy. You submit it there over at freetalklive.com, and we might talk about it on the radio. So it's one of the myriad of free features, everything on the site. We give it away to you over at freetalklive.com. So please go and enjoy. Now, we were talking, for those of you just tuning in the beginning of the program tonight, about this story from today.com by a couple, one of the lady of the couple here. They've been together for 13 years. Her name's Anne Rodrigue Jones, and she says that she doesn't have children. And she wants to explain a few things about that. 11 things, she says, I wish you knew about my child-free marriage. Number one, which we will just briefly recap, she says, I never know how to answer the question of why don't you have kids? It feels like however she answers it, she's going to offend somebody. Number two, she says, we don't hate kids. In fact, we both really like kids. I feel myself constantly defending the decision by overcompensating my adoration for children way more than my husband, she adds. There have been a few, mostly older women, who think that because we've chosen not to have kids, it means we don't like them. Sure, I don't love a screaming baby in a restaurant, but I think little ones are adorable, fascinatingly smart, silly, funny, and just overall great human beings.
When I hear a screaming baby in a restaurant or plane or something like that, I immediately presume that it is my burden to say nothing and think nothing regarding it, because that's what the people did when...
For you.
When my child was screaming in a plane, right, or in a restaurant or whatever, because kids are going to scream to some extent, and that's just the way it goes. And if you're going to live in civilized society, you suck it up and act like an adult and, you know, don't say anything.
Number three, she says, we've thought about having children. As two very analytical people, we've certainly had the kid conversation. After all, we've been married for over 13 years and have felt an overwhelming amount of love for our niece and nephew. Like any subject in marriage, we check in to make sure we're still on the same page with each other, but are very content as a duo. And that's good. That shows that, you know, they have been deliberate about this. This is a choice that they may have made and continue to make. We did get a guy call in earlier who said that for 20 years he and his wife didn't have a kid, but then that changed, and he's glad that it did. So, you know, everybody's got their own choice and path.
Yeah, I think that what something happens, even if a kid comes as a surprise, something happens, whether you wanted sort of biologically and your mind changes about it. I didn't want to have children. Mm-hmm. My wife did. Once we had them, you know, I mean, he's the most important thing in my world. You know, how does it go from 2 years in, you know, one point in 2 years ago, I don't want to have him. The next point 2 years later, I really, really think it's great.
Yeah, just change. Change happens. Number four, she says, I just can't have it all. As much as I'd love to pretend that I could easily do the mom, work, wife, travel, and friend thing, I don't think it's possible for me. The list of big life things that I do have and am trying to balance makes me very happy. And for that,
I think the travel thing and kids, it puts a real damper on it. When you're talking about the cost of even going to a movie.
Right, just going down and, you know, going out to eat with a kid. You got to load up the kid and the car and the car seat and, you know, all the other... Try to persuade them if they're too old to get in a car seat to just get in the car. You said you had trouble getting Jack to even get in the car sometimes to go places.
Rarely, but yeah. And if you've got a passel of these creatures around, I mean, you know, it drives pricing up. If you've got four kids, pricing's gone up three times from a couple and six times from an individual.
Yeah, I was sitting in the dentist's office waiting for an appointment the other day, and this mom was in there with four kids, and it looked like she could barely control them, man. I mean, I think she didn't seem like a bad mother or anything like that. It was just seemed overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once they removed your ability to use a cattle prod on them, then, you know, the one parent's screwed.
And for that, she says, I'm incredibly grateful, meaning that she's busy, she's balanced, she feels fine. As women, we're expected to take on so much, and I know that something we love would have to give if we became parents.
I agree that women, you know... Women are expected to take on a great deal. They're expected to manage the home when it comes to children. They're expected to manage the children and, you know, all that stuff. Now, obviously, some women are going to want children. How are you going to do the women, you know, the children, career, travel, and all that stuff? I don't think it can be done.
You got to cut something.
Yeah.
We'll continue with the list here, but we do have Dave in Indianapolis. If you want to call in and join us here with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, my wife and I got married 16 years ago, and before we were married, we were together 4 years, and I had told her early on in the dating process that I didn't really care for being around kids very much. I'm friendly to the ones that I'm around from time to time, but my nerves are short with them. So she wasn't sure if she wanted to have kids, but we made a deal before we got married that instead of having kids, we would travel.
Nice.
And every choice you make has opportunity costs, and we've heard from other friends that have kids that talk about the great things about having kids. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, we're taking a nap. And we say to each other, you know, people with kids can't do this.
No, they can't. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and thinking about children, you can forget about naps for 20 years. Like, bribing them doesn't work.
Oh,
I've attempted to give Jack the Kindle, right, the iPad thing, and say, if you say one word, I'm going to strangle your little butt, right?
And that doesn't seem like the right way to do it. How about if you say one word, I'll give you a piece of candy?
Hey, look, man, I'm telling you.
That won't work either.
Nothing works.
Yeah.
He gets in his own little world, and he's talking to the freaking Kindle. Of course he talks. He's his talk show host's son. Go right ahead. Naps are out.
Yeah, okay. Dave, any other comments?
Oh, yeah, probably a million of them. But,
pick one.
I don't know what they are at the moment.
If anybody tries to make you feel bad about not having children, just show them your pictures from Bali.
I think it was decided for me early on when I was as young as 18, when I wanted to pursue music instead of college. Mm-hmm. And I knew that in order to have the freedom to just go and play 3 or 4 shows with a band out of town,
right,
you know, a job or a kid, more than a wife, of course, will tie you down. The wife can be flexible and say, I'll see you in a few days. You know, it's not so easy with kids. So I knew early on that I could find a woman that would deal with me playing in bands and not wanting to settle.
It's going to whittle down the choices, but, you know, you guys talked about it early on.
It's fun looking, though.
Looking
for women that are not looking for children. You can look.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Dave, thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Right.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I wonder what the breakdown is, you know, of women who actually don't want to have kids, and men who don't want to have kids, because there is this very strong drive to this biological need that people have. The lady earlier was talking about the biological clock is ticking and all that, and people do have that drive to reproduce. What percentage of people don't have that drive? Because that's basically what you have to whittle down to. If you don't want to have kids and you want to have a relationship, it could be relatively difficult to find somebody who either hasn't already had them or further does not want them into the future.
One third of millennials don't want kids. Glamour magazine, 2015.
Yeah, but how? So what's the top end of millennial right now? Late 20s or something like that, basically? Early 30s. Okay. Yeah, I guess they always say that'll change, right? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Here's an article that says men want kids, women aren't so sure. That makes sense to me. Men aren't taking care of them generally.
Number five on the list of 11 things that a lady who doesn't have kids but she's married wants you to know about being in a child-free marriage. Number five, we are a family. I was having a perfectly fun time at a friend's wedding when a woman said, "Don't you want a family?" This really hurt my feelings, but I was too dumbstruck to reply. I have a family with my mother and brothers and grandmother and aunts and cousins. My friends are like family, but most importantly, the life I've built with my husband and the happy marriage, along with our sweet animals, feels like a family to us.
I knew the animals were coming. I knew it. We have fur babies. Yeah. So she does mention at the very end that she's got, you know, animals. And I always feel like I have this bias that the last thing a person says is probably what they really meant. Okay. But let's just look at the rest of it. Words have sort of descending meanings, you know, meanings that ripple outward. Mm. And the most core and central meaning to family means, you know, husband, wife, and kids.
I would agree with that. Let's get into it a little further here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us here on the radio. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you want to move to the free state and you're looking for some real estate, well, I know a guy who's really great. It's the realtor, Mark Warden.
Looking for a great real estate investment? Consider New Hampshire, which is ground zero for the Liberty Movement. Your first call should be to Mark Warden from Porcupine Real Estate. He's more than just a real estate agent. He's your New Hampshire concierge. Where are the best places to live? Do you want farm, city, the burbs, or forest? Do you want a duplex or multifamily building so that renters pay your mortgage? There are homes in all price ranges in New Hampshire, and Mark can help with financing too. Invest in liberty and property. Mark Warden can help.
PorcupineRealEstate.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us right here and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So for those of you just tuning in, we're going to go right into your phone calls, but I just want to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in. We are talking about child-free marriages. Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want, but that is where the bulk of our callers have been coming from tonight as far as wanting to talk about whether they have children in a marriage or their opinions about people who have child-free marriages. We're going through a list of...
Because it does seem like people who... you know, when they run across somebody who's married and doesn't have kids, feel free in many ways to share regarding that. And I can imagine if you're in this relative minority, I would presume, of people who are married for a long time and don't have kids and are doing it because you don't want to have kids, that, you know, people just kind of wonder when they see these things. I get it. I wonder, but I don't want to have conversations about, my friend's fertility or any of these things. So I don't ask those kind of questions.
The story is from today.com by Ann Roderick Jones. 11 things I wish you knew about my child-free marriage. We are on number 5. We'll get back into the list coming up in moments. But first, let's go to the phones, to the fun, where Michael is on the line listening in Alabama. Michael, are you calling from Anniston tonight?
I am.
All right. So you're listening to WDNG. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think that when I see two people married and without kids, that they're making a responsible decision, because a lot more people should actually take into account the world population. I mean, it's a fairly simple mathematical equation that says if the world population of humanity continues to grow,
it does,
we will eventually run out of stuff.
Well, the fact
but
is,
where's the cap? Because this is the thing, people, you can't get anybody to agree what the number of humans is the right number, sort of a maximum number of humans is the right number. You know, some people say it's half a billion, some people say it's 20 billion, and there's numbers all in between.
There's what, about eight right now?
Yeah, going on eight.
Well, see, the thing is, I mean, you could never really, with certainty, say this is where the cap is, this is where it's going to go bad. But, I mean, it's going to go bad because it has to. Eventually, there's going to be more people than there is food to feed those people, or more people than there is drinking water, which is more immediate.
So here's the thing. You're coming at this from, let's call it a lack mentality. You believe that everything is finite and...
Well, water's finite.
Limited. Certainly water is finite, but I don't know if you've noticed there are big oceans full of it out there. There's a whole lot of land available. I mean, yeah, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and that seems like a lot of people. But when you actually look at the amount of just wide open space, just here in the United States alone, I mean, it's tremendous.
I've been through Montana, pushed the seek button on the FM dial, and got nothing.
It's tremendous. There's a lot of space left for people to expand to if, you know, the populations continue to increase. And you also have to think about innovations like, oh, I don't know, building upwards. So I'm only including, when I say there's a lot of space, like one story. You start adding stories to that, you know, to those stories, and then you get, you know, places like New York City where there's 15 million people or whatever, and or however many, 8 million, and then a bunch of people come in during the day to work. But, you know, there's not a whole lot of space in New York City, but they managed to fit all those people in there because they built up. So you factor in all the open space, then you factor in the fact that you can build up if you need to, and you can also add that factor into, let's say, growing food, because you can grow vertically as well, and that's a way to increase the yield on farming and things like that. So
I read somewhere you could give everybody a 1,000-square-foot apartment in an apartment building the size of Connecticut, and the whole world
would
fit there.
Yeah. So, I mean, the overpopulation thing is really way overblown as far as people's fears about that is concerned.
We stopped worrying about that in the 70s.
Well, see, it's an issue because, I mean, you've got plenty of space, sure, but it's just like, think of the Earth as like a big cage, and everybody's in this one cage, and in this cage, you've got food, water, oil, and the other things that people have come to rely on for convenience.
Mm-hmm.
As far as oil, a few websites I've researched, I can't get the number quite clearly, but it's in between 20 and 30 million barrels of oil used a day in the United States alone.
Sure, but you do remember that there was a point in the past where people didn't use oil at all. And now they do.
Well, sure.
And there's other forms of being able to make energy than just burning oil. So, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And if it comes to the point where we're running out of oil or whatever, then, you know, guess what? People are going to come up with alternatives. They're going to come up with more
efficient...
They have
a great alternative, which is nuclear power, but everybody's scared to death of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, so there are different options out there, and that's what my point is. Humans are incredibly inventive creatures, and we manage to create new wealth, new ideas from existing things and wealth that we have that people have never thought of before. So even though you, sitting here in 2017, can't necessarily envision a world with more than however many billion people, you know, you pick your number, that doesn't mean that that's impossible. And I thank you for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate hearing from you. Because ultimately, if there are these problems that, you know, come eventually, and what he's talking about, this cage that somehow is going to get full up of people, we're nowhere even near close to that. Not even close. So, I mean, this isn't something that we're going to have to grapple with for a long time.
As people move from agrarian cultures to more city dwellers, they have fewer kids.
That's another factor.
Out on a farm, kids are of value because they can be put to work,
right,
you know, on the crops. But when they're not, then they're a liability. And that's why you see Americans,
with two or less kids per marriage.
Americans,
right,
that are less than two, or more than two generations immigrants, they'll be having far fewer children.
Two or fewer. What's the average for a family these days? It used to be 2.4, right? Is it lower than that?
Sure, but those numbers are being driven up by people who are first and zero generation immigrants. So if you come here, the chances are good that you're going to have more kids than if you your grandparents were born here.
I see,
and that's just it's the differences is that children are a liability in this culture.
Right, whereas, you've had one, and you're stopping at one. You and your wife.
Yep, all done.
And I have zero and not interested in having any. I think you're right, Mark, that the more wealthy an economy becomes, the fewer kids they tend to have.
Apparently, Donald Trump is an outlier in this.
All right. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's continue here. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got John. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, John.
Hello. How are you guys today?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, we were talking about the kids. I like kids, but kids absolutely love me. I'm like, I'm a Pied Piper for kids, but I don't have any kids.
Okay.
The thing is, I don't know if you guys, have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yes, oh, yeah. Love that movie.
Okay. I consider it a gift from God.
I've got an IQ of about 150.
Yeah,
take and I have no it. Kids because I haven't been able to find a woman smart enough for me to want to have kids with, and I'm 55 now. So, I've had a lot of girlfriends, but a lot of them have been kind of dumb. Now, like in the Idiocracy, they had the couple that had the high IQs and multiple degrees, and they didn't have any kids. And the next, on the other side of the screen was the trailer park living, stupid guy with like 9 kids, and he has a couple more kids with the people with a girl next door, and then the kids start having kids. And
right.
500 years later, we elect a porn star ex wrestler for president. I think they got to put Gatorade on the plant.
Middle name is Mountain
We're
Dew.
Pretty close to that right now with the current situation.
I feel like one or two more elections we're in.
President Camacho.
Really, one of the problems here is that as a let's presume what you say is true about your IQ. You could call in and give any number you wanted, but let's go ahead and presume it's true. Like, it's your job, genetically speaking, to spread genetic material, we'll call it. But the United States legal system makes you responsible for every kid you have. I mean, who's going to want to take care of all them?
855-450-FREE. Thank you, John. Great call.
What's
appreciate
the result?
It.
Dumb kids.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype in here at Skype username, lrn.fm. And you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, if you would like to help build a better financial system for everyone, you really ought to join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out more about that. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Mike. He's in Alabama, listening in Mobile to WAVH. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, sir. I had a comment over to a couple that got mad because some couples did not have kids.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree with that because there are some couples that shouldn't have kids.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I'd say the vast majority of people are unqualified for children, but, nobody cares what I think.
I'm a security guard and also a volunteer firefighter. I've seen many of them that should not have kids.
Yeah, most of them are driving down the road texting.
Yeah, driving and texting is not going to result in successfully raising a family because you're probably going to end up dead at some point after that.
More than likely.
Yeah. So, Mike, is it the intelligence of these people that is making you say they shouldn't have kids?
Well, not really the intelligence. A lot of people, they have to make up their own mind whether they should or shouldn't, okay? Mm-hmm. Having a family is not for everybody.
Right. I'm with you.
But I'm referring to intelligence on them couples that's got kids that shouldn't.
Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I like to define intelligence as Forrest Gump's mother did. Stupid is as stupid does. Mm. Right? Like, you know, if you keep on doing the same thing and getting poor results, perhaps stopping doing that thing would be the intelligent thing to do. And as a volunteer firefighter myself, I've seen some dumb things. Now, everybody makes mistakes, but, you know, if heroin's resulted in your heart stopping once, twice, maybe it's just time to give it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
You're going to give up on heroin, or you're going to give up on life. Pick one.
Let's go to Steve. He's in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hi. We're talking about overpopulation and Sure. Everything. Well, a lot of the civilized world, Western civilization, bought into the zero population thing. But the thing is, nobody's taken into consideration that people are dying every minute of every day for various reasons. Just name a few: cancer, suicide, violence, famine, heroin addiction. Okay, nobody's taking those numbers into consideration. They're dying off, so it's compensating for people that are being born.
Well, the population continues to go up.
Yeah,
there's no doubt.
They're dying, and nobody's mentioning it. Like, they talk like no one is passing away.
Well, but in the aggregate, there are more people being born than are dying, right?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
But eventually it'll level off.
I think it will, too. Experts seem to think that it's going to level off somewhere between, like, 12 billion to 15 billion, somewhere in there. Those numbers, they're a lot more than we have today, somewhere in the neighborhood of double.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still manageable, especially with
that number.
What's that?
Nobody's even counting that number. In other words, they're not saying, you know, these many people are dying off, and people are being born. They're not. They're going, we're going to overpopulate. We're going to overpopulate. You won't. People didn't stop dying.
I appreciate the call tonight, Steve. Thank you for making it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I'm pretty sure they calculate the death rates into population growth.
Yeah, the population's growing. There's no doubt. If I was 2 feet long when I was 2 years old and 4 feet long when I was 10 years old and 6 feet long when I was 18 years old, you might come to the conclusion that by the time I reach 26, that I will then be 10 feet tall.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But no, that isn't what happened.
Right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Going on with the lists of 11 things that this lady in a child-free marriage wants you to know about it. Number five, we didn't really finish this one, Mark. We are a family. She says she was having a good time at a wedding when a woman asked her, "Don't you want a family?" And she says she was hurt by this. She has a family with her mother and brothers and grandmother and aunts and cousins, and her friends are like a family. But most importantly, she says, the life I've built with my husband and the happy marriage, along with our sweet animals, feels like a family to us.
We have fur babies.
Now, why are you making fun of people that have animals, Mark? That's not very nice.
I have an animal, too.
Yeah.
I just don't walk it around in a baby carriage. Okay? Like, you know, there's a difference.
No, I don't think everybody that has, you know, just animals puts it in a baby carriage.
No, I don't.
I've never done that with
absolutely
Jazzy.
Absolutely don't. But there's a certain classification of people, and most of those people are going to be women, that, you know, treat their animal as though it is a baby.
Mm.
Right? And there's, you know, two types. The type that
ex-girlfriend does that, yeah.
Right. The type that doesn't have kids for whatever reason and is using the dog as a way to, you know, have a baby or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, a baby they don't have to take as much care of. And empty nesters.
Okay.
You know, and either way, it's fine by me if that's what you want to do, but it does look a little trite, you know.
Trite, as in
worn out, done before.
Yeah, but I don't think that people. I mean, people when they have babies, they don't think about whether it's been done before. It's just something that they want to do. And same thing with people that have animals. I mean, they don't, you know, really concern themselves. It's even though other people have had animals or have had babies, this is their experience, and they get to do it the way they want to. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, if somebody wants to have themselves an animal instead of a baby. To me, there's some similarities between
I agree. There's a great deal of similarities. There's no doubt. Maybe as a parent, I just wish I had a little more time to myself. And I'm thinking, like, if you want to take care of my kid the way you're taking care of that dog, by God, go ahead.
Let's continue here. We've got Ben, and he's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Ben.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
We're going to talk about the population. Somebody was afraid about too many people.
Yeah, somebody had called in about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I thought it was actually very personal, whoever wants how many children. But compared to Americans having more children and say it will be too many children in the world and have nothing to do with it. We live in a totally different world than the developing countries where they basically don't have enough production of food and they're making children a lot faster, younger.
Well, that's a problem that's going to take care of itself. I mean, if there's not enough food in one place and people keep having babies, then they're going to starve. Thank you, Ben, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. They help you get a bigger piece of the pie, but branding mediums like radio grow the pie itself. Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Join us here. Bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. Mark, give our listeners an update. Many of them are listening on Saturday night here as we're live. They don't get the show during the week. They might not have heard the latest on what's going on with hope.freetalklive.com, the project that our listeners are helping make happen to build an orphanage in Uganda.
Right. We're building an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. We, Free Talk Live, you, the listeners, because we consider you to be Free Talk Live because you can call in and talk freely if you'd like. And, right now we're getting donations, match donations from both GetCell411.com and Jax.io. So these are two apps out there, and you can use them in one case to store your cryptocurrencies, in the other case to let your families and friends know if you're having some kind of emergency and they need to report. It's really great. And what they want to, they believe in this project, and so many people have donated at this point. I think we've put $13,000 towards this project. We need about 25 total. The next phase.
Halfway there.
Yep. The next phase is $3,000, and I'm 2/3 of the way on that one. So I got about $2,000 left to raise for the next phase to put the roof on the orphanage.
So if you can put $10 toward this, then the matchers will kick in another $20. You get $10 turns into $30.
Right, $10 into $30, $50 into $150, $100 into $300.
That's huge.
You're not going to get this kind of – for your donation dollar isn't going to go this far for many projects.
No way.
And
Most organizations, it's a real score if they can get one matcher. Right. But two?
And it's not my goal here to take care of these orphans for the rest of their lives or anything like that.
Okay.
We're building an orphanage. They're going to put together a garden. They're going to be able to sell their vegetables in town and make money on them. This is intended to just
give entrepreneurs. That's good.
Yep. Have the kids have a bed to sleep on. They're currently sleeping on the floor in a large room without electricity in it, head to toe. When one of them's got to go pee in the middle of the night, they got to get up and disturb their friends, and it's got to be terrible sleeping in there. So I want them to have their own bed, their own foot locker, a place to wash their face and go to school, and that's what they're going to have here in short order. We'll be able to get this done probably in 6 more months to get this this completed. If you go to hope.freetalklive.com now and donate whatever is good for you, if you're grateful for your life, where you are, and how good things are for you, and you're glad you're not some parentless child in Uganda that sleeps on a dirt floor with no electricity, maybe you should give a little. Hope.freetalklive.com.
Back to the story here from today.com. We'll take your calls about whatever you want as well. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're on the list of 11 things that one lady wants you to know about her child-free marriage. Why does she want you to know it? Because she encounters some rough times in conversations with folks and doesn't really feel too comfortable having to, you know, explain to them why they don't have children, because she's felt, let's say, less than friendly responses from some folks, it seems like. So this is a way for her to express how she feels and maybe inform some people who otherwise don't understand why somebody wouldn't want children in a marriage. So she says number 6 here on the list of 11 things. I don't understand why people question us so frequently. I am constantly amazed at how often people ask if we're having children or have made comments about infertility. Frankly, I'm curious why people care. We've not had to deal with the overwhelming struggle of infertility, but so many of our friends have, and when you ask someone about their family planning, it can be heartbreaking. Whether you're asking a single person, married couple, or family with one child, it's likely best to wait for personal information to be offered instead of prying. That seems like good advice.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good advice.
Number 7, she says, I have so much respect for parents. Child rearing seems so hard. Your job is so much harder than what I do. I was 8 when my youngest brother was born, and I helped to raise him. I've babysat my own siblings and taken care of my parents. I was also a nanny. Whew, she says, your job is so tough, and while I'm sure you get highs that I'll never know, I respect how much work it takes to be a parent.
Yeah, I've always found this to be the way that they talk down to women, especially in this realm. As far as I'm concerned, if you've babysat, if you've taken care of a younger sibling, if you've done nannying work, mm-hmm. you understand to some extent what it's like to have a kid.
24/7.
Right. You get an inkling of this idea. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of parents will say things like, well, you'll never know. Well, you know, your struggle isn't that unusual. Having a kid is about the most ordinary thing that you can do except breathe. And, you know, like, I don't have, again, I hold no grudges against people running around without kids. I don't tend to get into their business. I do kind of wonder why one would want to be married, particularly, and especially, you know, not have kids. But, you know, it's just a wonder.
We already had that conversation earlier, but for those just tuning in, my opinion is commitment. And people seem to value that beyond just children. Number 8, she says, you won't be able to talk us into it, so please stop trying. I have parent friends and family who understand our choice not to have children, but we've also had just as many try to talk us into it, from telling us, you'd be such good parents, to, you'll never love anyone like your own child.
I think both of those statements can be true, and sharing those statements isn't necessarily trying to talk you into it, okay? Like, staying with it, commenting that somebody mm-hmm. would be a good parent, Ian, you would be a great parent.
No, I don't really enjoy kids.
You're fine with kids, and you would enjoy your own.
No.
But I'm not trying to convince you to have kids, because I don't think you should have them unless you want to have them.
I mean, I'll take the compliment. Opinions. You know, I'll take the compliment, thanks, but I don't think it's true at all. I mean, I deal with kids when I have to, you know, but I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, you love your dog, yeah. And taking...
She's not a kid.
Well, what's the difference?
She doesn't talk back.
Oh, so you don't want somebody who has an opinion?
She, you know, does what I tell her to do, and she's a good girl about it. So you don't have any problems like you have with kids, with the dog. Anyway, let's go on here. She says, I know people mean well, but I'd never try to talk someone into having children. I think there's room for us to each be happy in our own decisions. She would never try to talk someone into not having children. She says, plus you'll always have someone to babysit. Number 9, it's not us against you.
Indeed.
I'm frustrated by the parent versus non-parent dialogue that's created by society, and many of us continue to foster.
And many non-parents.
I'm not going to pretend that parenting doesn't set you apart from a non-parent. You've birthed a child and I haven't. But there's plenty that we can offer each other, from career advice to grief support to lifelong friendships that celebrates our differences and lifts each other up. Yeah, not everybody has to be the same. I mean, just because somebody doesn't want a child doesn't mean they're not valuable to the world or valuable in a friendship or family or whatever. If everybody was the same, the world would be boring.
Well, what will often happen is you know, sort of two things. People are natural salespeople. I know no people want to hear this because they consider sales to be a terrible thing, but people are naturally sellers. And what
you're always selling yourself.
Well, they're selling the things that are important to them.
Yeah.
Right? So if kids are important to you, you're going to be talking about them. You're going to be, you know, enjoying the fact that you have kids, and you're going to think that, wow, your life could be better if you had kids because my life is great and I have kids. So why wouldn't you want that? Mm. So all they're trying to do is give you what they've got that's great. That's side one. The other side is the people that are miserable and, you know, want to make the world make sense by everybody having made the same mistakes they made or whatever. And, you know, neither one of these is going to be really good people to necessarily take advice from in this arena. You've got to decide whether you want to have kids and then go about that.
Number 10, our lives aren't perfect. She writes, yes, we travel and go to a lot of movies and do whatever it is people who don't have children do. Our Paris photos are your child's first day of school pics, and I think that should be okay. But in everyday life, there are fewer Instagrammable moments for all of us, right? My freelance writing career resembles something closer to a hot mess of pajamas and unshaven legs than Carrie Bradshaw, and we've been through plenty of life lows. I won't pretend that being child-free is the ideal life. It's just ideal for us. And there's one more coming up here on the list of 11 things. We'll also take your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments, which are right now on this live Saturday
edition. These are the remaining moments.
But if you don't get in tonight, no worries. We've got another show 21 hours away at 7 p.m. Eastern time. 7 to 10 Eastern are our live hours. So even if you're not hearing the show live, because a number of our radio stations do what they call delay broadcast in the business, you might be hearing us later on. You can still participate in the show. You just have to remember to call in during our live hours. And you can, as always, bring up anything that you want. So join us Sunday through Sunday. We're here 7 days a week. If you don't get us on your local radio station all seven nights, you can call them and ask real nicely. Talk to the program director. Tell them you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate them airing it. And ask them for some more of it. Because, again, we do this show seven nights a week, 3 hours a night. So it's 21 hours of live radio content per week for you if you get it. And if you don't get it on your radio station, you can always get it online over at freetalklive.com. You can download the podcast. You can download archives individually. You can stream it live. It's up to you how you listen. There are a variety of options. And there's also our YouTube channel, which we mentioned earlier. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. And by the way, I do want to mention our Patreon. We talked about the AMP program earlier, which is a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live. But you were talking about Africa. There's this project at hope.freetalklive.com in Uganda. And we happen to have a satellite over Africa as well. We don't own the satellite. We have a little channel on that satellite called lrn.fm that features Free Talk Live. It also features dozens of other great libertarian, liberty-oriented radio programs, podcasts, things like that, 24/7, basically pro-liberty content 24/7. And it's been around, LRN's been around since 2009, and we launched our first satellite channel in 2010, and then our African channel in 2012. So the African channel's actually been around for about 5 years now. And this is a way for you to get behind our satellite broadcasting specifically. We used to include it in the AMP program, and this year we broke it away as its own fundraiser. And so thank you to everybody who's contributed to the Patreon so far. What you can do is go to fund, or was it fund? You can go to, I've spaced on what it is. I think it's fund.lrn.fm. And that'll allow you to donate to the Patreon. You can learn more about it. I'm correct, Mark? Thank you. Yeah, fund, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. $2 a month. That's the requested amount. You can give more. A gentleman just gave $14 per month this week to that. We haven't had a whole, you know, avalanche of signups, but everyone that signs up, it's like little drips in the bucket, right? Like we're adding in $2 here, $2 there, to the point where hopefully we'll get our satellite costs covered by people that support getting the ideas of liberty all around the globe. Because, yeah, it's great to have people understanding freedom next door or, you know, in your town or country. But having the whole, you know, people around the world with the ability to hear this message, especially in a place like Africa, where a lot of those countries are very disconnected as far as they don't have internet access, because we're used to picking up LRN.FM on our smartphones or internet connected device. But if you're out in the middle of the woods with no internet, you can still have a satellite dish, and a lot of people in poorer countries do. So this is a great way to get the ideas of freedom into any English-speaking homes in a lot of different places. And it's $2 a month. Go to fund, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. There's a three-minute video there. You can watch that and learn a lot more about it. Number 11 here, before we get right back into your calls, on the 11 things that this lady wishes you knew about her child-free marriage. And this one is just the wrap-up. It is that they're happy. She says, finally, as I mentioned earlier, my husband and I are H-A-P-P-Y. Our child-free marriage does not feel as if it's lacking. We're full of love, excitement, challenges, and we look forward to the future, even if babies aren't a part of it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Hubert is on the line in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Hubert. Hubert.
Love your show.
Hey, thanks, dude. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Six-time caller.
wow, I'm keeping track.
I'll just share this with you, and I'll be brief.
Okay.
Is that my lovely wife and I, we're married 30 years now. We got together 37 years ago. She was a hot 17-year-old tube-top-wearing waitress.
All right.
I was a cook, a year older than her at the time,
mm-hmm.
and we had a beautiful 13 years non-childless, or I don't
childless.
Know what word I'm using, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said to me at the time that we first got together at 17, she said, I'll be with you as long as you impregnate me by the time I'm 30. And apparently I did not remember it. And then come 29 years old of her age, she tells me right out of the blue, I'm going off the pill.
Uh-huh.
And I said, why? You know, I was concerned.
You'd forgotten.
Is there a problem?
Yeah,
right.
She didn't
and,
forget.
And she said, you promised me you were going to impregnate me by the time I'm 30.
Okay.
Now, I could not argue with her. And so I did.
Yeah,
We lived all of our 20s, and this is my advice to the young people out there and to my two daughters that I have now.
Hmm.
Please take your time and,
yeah.
and live your life. But we went all that way, and then boom, we had two beautiful daughters 2 years apart. They both just graduated college.
Okay.
2 years apart. One's a teacher. One's an editor behind a movie camera. And they both have jobs now. They
Great.
Just graduated in May this year, and we could not be more proud. But we did go all through our 20s with no children, and I could not have lived a happier life.
And I think that's the best time. I really like 30 for an age to have kids.
That's what my parents did.
And the reason is because you get your 20s, and then you get your 50s, you know?
Right.
And you know, it seems to work out. You get both that time sort of as a mature individual, a middle-aged person on your own doing whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to hang out, watch the grandkids, by God, you know, or whatever it is you want to do, you can do that. But, you know, you can also travel and do those sorts of things when you're not too old.
Right, and because you had your 20s, you had the time to sort of find yourself and, you know, get a career going and earn some money to where when you finally do have the kids in your early 30s, then you've got a better, you know, nest egg or whatever to take care of it. Seems like a very responsible choice.
Excellent. That was a very good choice. And I gave the advice to both my daughters, and I think they're both going to follow the same advice.
All right, Hubert, great call, man. Thanks for a great way to wrap that conversation up, too, I think. And there's still a couple other folks here on the line. We're going to get to you with your thoughts about what you want. But that's basically what my parents did. They met in high school, and they didn't have children by choice until I think they were about 30 years old. It's about the same exact story there. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, let's continue here. Chip is on the line in Enid, Oklahoma, listening to KZLS. Hey, Chip, go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
One of the perspectives I haven't heard discussed tonight is just something to consider. I'm 61, on to 62, and I have my brother and sister-in-law, because of medical reasons, couldn't have children. I had three boys. And when you get older, I see a little sadness in them as they don't have offspring, and I think they've made wonderful parents. I think it's one of the things that dinks don't think about very often is, 40 years down the road, you know? And then grandchildren are like, totally awesome. They were, yeah. But, you know, but it's nobody's business. If you don't have kids, we shouldn't be looking at people weird or making them feel uncomfortable, and nor should they feel as though they're making us, offending us if they don't have kids. I mean, come on.
Right.
Let's be adults about this. But that's just a dynamic that I hadn't heard discussed, so I thought I'd throw my 2 cents worth in at today's inflated prices.
I agree. The you know, the fact is if you make a decision, there's going to be, you know, some people that make that decision that like their decision that they made. Some people are going to make that decision that dislike the decision that they made. And so, you know, either one of those is a decision. I'm sure there's somebody sitting out there thinking, my kids are a stinking disappointment. So I don't know.
You
know?
Well, there's that. One last thing, too. You know, the way the whole human system is designed and put together, one thing kids do teach you is sacrifice. And that's, at the time, a real pain in the keister. But in the long run, it works out well for you. If you think about it, if you want a six-pack abs, you got to do sit-ups, you got to get strengthened, and you got to sacrifice time and effort. And kids teach us to sacrifice. And I think in the long run, that is a gain for us in terms of our humanity and strength as a person. So yeah, that's another plus.
It strengthens your resolve. I mean, as many times as I've wanted to beat my child within an inch of his life, right? And I haven't done it yet. I mean, that's resolve that's built in. It's steel that they can't take away from me.
Yeah. I was seeing you're more of a mature person because of it. Stronger person. Yeah, it all comes out.
People are always telling me that.
Hey, Chip, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you sharing and hearing from you. So if you didn't get in tonight, as I said, tomorrow is another fresh day here on Free Talk Live. The Bitcoin price, man, we've been keeping an eye on that here today. It's been a tough day, tough last week for Bitcoin. It's dropped down from like $2,500 to today, just below $2,000.
Don't pin your emotions on the Bitcoin price because it will come back.
I'm not pinning my emotions on it.
Do not bet against the coin.
It's going to be a rough, possibly a rough and tumble 2 weeks coming up here on August 1st. There's a big day for Bitcoin, and maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow night. If you want to see more about it, go to freekeen.com. It's the top story there right now. We'll see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com. Is spreading the message of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace around the globe worth $2 per month to you? As you may already know, in addition to our internet feed, LRN.FM broadcasts on free-to-air satellite across North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. And we've been available on satellite for free 24/7 since 2010. The LRN.FM free-to-air satellite signal is reaching some of the most oppressive regimes in the world, and there's no doubt our ideas are making an impact. You can learn more about the channel's impact by watching the 3-minute video at fund.lrn.fm. If you'd like to help free minds globally with our ideas of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace, you can donate as little as $2 per month via fund.lrn.fm. You can help us continue and expand our satellite broadcast to multiple continents. Visit fund.lrn.fm today, and thank you for your help. Don't forget to share the link on social media. That's fund.lrn.fm.